Pena Brothers.
Hello, I'm Luis of Opinion Research. I'm a national public opinion firm, and we're talking with people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. And before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving, that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
What is this about, sir? Real quick.
Well, this would be basically political, sir.
Political. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead and ask.
In which state do you currently live?
California.
And in which county in California do you currently live?
Fresno County.
Understood. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a regular home phone, some on your cell phone and some on your regular home phone, or almost or all calls on your cell phone?
On my cell phone.
Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No. None of the above.
Understood. And now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, in what year were you born?
Oh, I can't. I'm not going to say that. Sorry.
Okay. Understood. So not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And to which of the following age groups do you belong? 18 to 24, 25 to 34, 35 to 44, 45 to 54?
45 to 54.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, or American Indian or Alaskan Native, or other?
Hispanic, Latino, I guess.
Understood, sir. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
College, but I didn't graduate it, so.
Understood. Getting started, first, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Yeah, sort of, I guess.
Would you say that you somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Understood. And next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
Somewhat approve, I guess.
Understood. And if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate for this district?
Democratic.
Understood. Next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. First, Esmeralda Soria. Favorable, unfavorable, or never heard, or no opinion?
You know what? I never heard of her. I don't think I'm going to know anybody, but you can continue if you want.
Sure. Donald Trump?
No, I don't like him at all.
Unfavorable in that case.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Joanna Garcia Rose.
I don't know who she is.
And Kamala Harris.
Yeah, I know who she is.
Would you say it's favorable or unfavorable or?
Favorable.
Understood, sir. Moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for a state assembly? And homelessness, climate change, taxes, education, abortion, healthcare, crime and public safety, jobs and the economy, border security, inflation and the cost of living, or other?
Well, pretty much the follow the above me.
I understand, sir.
Yeah.
And thinking ahead.
Sorry about that.
No worries, sir. Thinking ahead to the November election on a scale to from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
Interested? I'm interested, especially on the presidency side.
How would you describe it in a 0 to 10?
Like a 9 or a 10.
Understood, sir. So,
yeah.
Okay. Next, if the election for president was held, was being held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
You're like a professor.
Yeah. The Democratic Harris. Kamala Harris?
Understood. And if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor, mother?
The Democratic Party, so.
Would you say, like, definitely, that would be Soria, definitely,
mm-hmm.
or probably Soria or Lean Soria?
Yes.
In which of these three categories would you consider your vote would be?
They're all Democratic?
Oh, no. It's the same person I'm talking about. Since you mentioned Democrat Esmeralda
mm-hmm.
Soria, would you like to know if you would lean
yeah.
as a definitely, probably, or just lean towards Soria?
Kind of lean towards Soria.
And moving on, would you say the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
I'm going to say it's a little bit better than what Trump was there. So not that great, but somewhat, I guess.
So not in the right direction and not in the wrong track, sir? Or do you consider your answer to be – sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, they're sort of in the right direction, I guess.
And next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime is in your community has decreased, or stayed the same?
In my community, decreased.
Understood. And on a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
Actually, yes, I have, man. And I have my family pick on me because of that, but it was Arnold, man. You have to vote for Arnold.
Well, I hear you, sir. And well, moving on next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. First, as a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. Would that be much more or somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference to vote for her? All these, you can respond to them like that, to those options.
Okay. You know what? I would like to finish this, but I'm in the middle of something, man.
I understand you, sir.
Yeah, sorry about that. Okay.
Well, thank you for your time, sir. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you.